Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do. My, I'm Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe. And we break love down to acronyms. That's the L, the O, the V, and the E. And we have some strong words that emphasize each one of the acronyms. The Love Cafe is the real talk show that soothes your appetite. I'm going to say that again. Soothes your appetite. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask your location. Then you'll chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And we have some co-hosts to join us from time to time, special guests. We have Pastor Eddie Pratt. If you get an opportunity to check us out tonight. And Tina Robinson out of the great state of California. Pastor Pratt is out of the great state of Texas. So that we're going to remote them in so they can be a part of it. You also can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Email the show at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Tweet the show at WBSW Radio. At Zeta56_10, at LorenzaDSmith15. The live broadcast we have available for you tonight on WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, along with Facebook.com/DRL DAlberto Smith, Instagram, President Dr. Dot Lorenza D. Smith, and we partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, and their handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville. And also, we're being broadcast live on Tumblr at Dr. Lowe Smith-blog. We're really excited because as we broadcast these shows, we go back and have them available on-demand episodes. And you can check them out on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Twitter. You have a many opportunity to check us out. And we have a total of 658 episodes. This is our anniversary month. On September 27th of this year, we will have 6 years in operating. We have started with one show, and now we have 15 shows. So we're real excited about that. WBSW has listeners, and I'm going to do it like we should do it. WBSW Radio, the internet station number one, has listeners and watchers in 40 countries, including the United States as a base, Canada on the North American continent, and we're excited to have a listeners on the South American continent, which is Brazil. So thank you so much for the Brazilians who've taken time to be a part of it. And we're excited to expand more and more. We want you to register for our giveaways. It's entitled WBSW Radio Giveaways. We ask you to send your name. You can text it to me. You can email it to me. You basically can be on this tonight and be available to do it from here, as well as you can email it. send your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And if you want to receive a what I call a love offering, send us one of the four means of transaction: Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. I'm excited because we have an awesome show planned for you tonight. The title for tonight's show is Falling in Love Can Be Frightening. Some people say scary, too much to handle. But our title is said, it's so frightening people are refusing to be in relationships that have long-lasting commitment where they will fall in love. And that's a problem. And we want to talk about it. We want to share our thoughts on it, as well as you have an opportunity to type in your comment. Let me give a shout-out to Truly, and I'll say my prayers, my president. When I was down in South Florida, Rho Sigma chapter, rolling with the rope down in Miami Gardens or Miami, none other than our international bigger and better business director out of the great state of Florida and Rho Sigma chapter, Brother Terrence Gibson. Thank you, Brother Gibson, for joining us. You humble me with your presence. Thank you so much, my brother, so much. Falling in love can be frightening. And as we start all our shows dealing with the Love Cafe, we talk about love in a sense of soothing your appetite. That might be the reason why people are frightened to fall in love. They don't want that appetite of love to be soothed. But that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to soothe your appetite by looking at the Love Cafe menu. And it's so important that we take time and talk about the Love menu to remind you that the Love is in acronyms, the L, the O, the V, and the E. We're going to add some words for each one of them. You can see how important the cafe is. Now, the menu includes the appetizer and the starter, which is the lust. Do you have lust in your life? Is it something you don't realize that happened when you first meet someone or you see that person in that associate tier or associate state? You get to the point you like what you see, so you lust for that person. The entree, it is what you've been looking for. You have worked all day, you're hungry, and you want something that's going to quench that feeling of hunger to remove it from you. You go after truly the attraction. See that steak, that quarter chicken, that breast, that duck, lamb, the meatballs, meatloaf, whatever it may be, you go after it because it attracts you. To say, now this is going to soothe my appetite. Along with the dessert, we know when we're eating a meal, and the Love Cafe talks about all those meals broken down at the cafe touches each and every one of our life. First, we started off with lust. Lust always comes at the beginning. Then the attraction. That's when you ask you to be able to maneuver and work and be able to be committed to a point where you're willing to go to work. Then you have the dessert. You want to kind of let this sweet taste stay in your body. See, the sweet taste of love or falling in love will stay with you. Call the dessert, and that's your attachment. See, that it's so sweet that it pulls all of it together. Pull the lust, the attraction, and the attachment. And then we top it off because we might sip a little bit in the beginning. We might sip a little bit in the end, in the middle, and we might sip a little bit at the end. And that's called our beverage. And you know what the beverage do to you? Think about if you of age, remember when they used to have the Coca-Cola in a bottle. Little small bottle, but it was so strong that sometimes it'll have your nose running, your eyes, because it wakes you up. And that's what love should be all about. It's the awakening. So let's talk about a little lust, attraction, along with attachment and awakening. And as we look at the Love Cafe, we have to look at the acronym LOVE. And we want to share with you some things that relate, or some words that best explain each acronym. See, love is really important. See, love is all about listening. Are you a good listener? Can you settle down enough to hear what individuals talk? You have to be active, they call. The next thing is loyal. See, love is all about you being loyal to that person. Sometimes people say, you know, I'm loyal. Thing that makes me happy. Thing that gives me joy. And that could be love and loyal to that person. The next thing is laughter. See, when you're in a love cafe or you falling in love, laughter come about because you're able to tell jokes and you're able to smile. When you look at that person, your eyes are gleaming. So you truly have laughter in your heart. The next thing is the word love. So you have to know what love is and what love does. Let me give a shout out to individuals that are joining me now. And I just want to stop it right here and give them a shout out. This young lady, I'm so glad that I had an opportunity to meet her. And I met her, yes, through online. We talked verbally. We also have been, she's been on the show. Minister Denise Stepney, Behind the Mask Ministry. And she has a clear statement that will get you in order to understand behind the mask. Because we all wear masks sometimes. Throughout the pandemic, we had to wear a mask. But some people have a mask for life. So let me give a shout out from Berkeley, California. None other than Minister Denise Stephanie. Thank you, Denise, for joining us. My prayer is that you continue to do the great things you're doing over in Berkeley and all over the country. A shout out to the Greek Certified Apparel. Thank you for joining us. We have several others on Tumblr. And see, you're going to realize that their names and they're going to have a handle instead of names. So let me quickly shout out a couple. Cigar Smoking Stuff is one of them. The UK Carti. We also have Charlie Perez 79. We also have, it looked like Imrahan O. Sorry, 011, join us. Thank you so much. There are several others that slowly is flowing down, and I'll call all of them out as well. Let's get back to the L, because I wanted to give these individuals a shout-out and say thank you again for being here and being a part of what we're trying to do. The L also applies to likable. Do you have the likability to be in love? Your personality is so distraught that no one wants to be around you. Are you likable? Called likability. The next thing is lovable. See, that's something we don't use too often. Are you lovable? Can you be loved? And can you articulate, reciprocate that love back to someone? That is the L in the acronym of love, the O. And I'm going to take a little time before I get into my topics, because this is the true understanding of the Love Cafe, is the acronym of love. The O is overcoming challenges. We're all going to have challenges in our relationship. We're going to have challenges in life. So we have to work to make sure that we can overcome them. It's one thing, it's important. No matter what we go through, throughout the day and the night, you trust in our Lord and Savior, joy will come in the morning. And one thing about it, he keeps us above ground. No matter what we go through, time will heal all old wounds or any wounds. Just remember that. So you can overcome the challenges. There's no reason to give up. Give it to our Lord and Savior, and he will work it out. Observant. How observant are you? You walk in a room, you observe everything in the room. We call it reconnaissance. We walk in, boom, 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 see everything, and on, we'll know how to move in the room. So you have to be able to be a great observer. The great observers in our, among us as humans, in each of our generation, is those that falls in that generation Y and that generation Z. Because they are able to observe individuals and learn from them. And they said children observe better than anybody. So don't think what you're doing, a child is not watching you. Because truly, they may want to be just like you. So do the right thing. The next thing is open-minded. See, it's hard to work with somebody who have a closed mind. They always say about a closed mouth can't get fed. A closed mind cannot grow to the level it needs to grow. So make sure your mind is open to be able to accept love, understand love. We always say love is a state of mind. So that means you have to have an open mind to accept love. Oneness. See, when we come into a relationship, we bring our individuality. We come with intention. And whatever our intention is, because we can come together and talk about it, and our intention is to have a favorable outcome, and it's a marriage, then once we become one, we are one. Operating with God at the head of our life. He's the head of mine, so I hope he's the head of yours. The next thing that's so important is open-heartedness. See, love comes from the heart and the soul. And you have to open your heart up to accept love. It's called vulnerability. We're going to talk about that coming in the V. See, you got to be willing to be vulnerable. Take down the walls. Move across. The heart is where your love is resonated in. See, it's your heart and your soul. The next thing we have is so important is overjoy. See, as I said earlier, a few minutes ago about no matter what you go through, throughout the day and the night, before you lay your head down to sleep, go to your knees and thank the Lord for getting you to that point. And ask him, you think you're worthy enough? Allow me to wake up in the morning. And you know, joy, and I will be overjoyed and give you the highest praise. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to wake up. So overjoy is all about love. The greatest lover of all is our Lord and Savior. He teaches us how to love. He shows us how to love. He loved. He gave the greatest gift. He gave his only begotten Son. So we yet can live. So you need to be overjoyed, overlooking faults. We all have faults. Too many times we want to pick out other people's faults. Many times we want to say everybody else is at fault. We like to play the victim role. We can't do that. You have to understand that we all have faults. No one is perfect. The ideal, we are imperfect people who can do perfect things. From time to time. So you're imperfect. You're not perfect. And you're going to have some faults that you might try to hide. But the old saying, he said, you know, they're going to show themselves. The real self will show itself. So you might well be straightforward if that's the person you want to spend time with. If that's the person you want to be committed to. If that's the person you both said we intentionally dating, in a relationship, to have a favorable outcome. And that's marriage. We're willing to commit in that process. Once we speak about high intention, we put it in work, put the effort in, and we move forward. We're going to talk about the V. The V in the Love Cafe is value. What are your values? What are your life values? What do you value? See, you have to ask that question because some people value things, you'll be surprised. I tell everybody, two things I value, and we all should, because it's two things no one can take away from you. That's time and energy. You must value your time and your energy. No matter what people say, you'll determine how much time you can stay wherever you need to stay, whatever event you want to be at, and how much energy you're going to put in. If you're at work, how much you want to put in. Here's what it is on that thought. The next thing is vulnerable. I said about vulnerability. See, you can't be in love or fall in love unless you're willing to be vulnerable. Too many times, people always talking about they got these walls because I got hurt previously. See, if you got hurt previously in a relationship, you develop that skill from that still is toxic and not good, then you don't need to be trying to be in a relationship. You need to heal first. Go through the process. Seek the counseling, the support. You seek all the things that and all the avenues that makes you a better person. And then when you come out and say, I'm the best version of me, then you can seek that love. Then you will still experience vulnerability because love is in your heart and your soul. Vision. See, you have to have vision. You know, I listened to some content recently and some of the guests was talking about they got to have a person and have vision. We all must have vision. We can't live off somebody else's vision. See, God gives us the ability to be see things that others can't see. God, when you lie down, you down in the green pasture, he will share with you something that's part of your plan of life. Gives you vision. The next thing is validate. You must validate those individuals. They validate you. That's what you have to do. Validation is important. Viability. I'm viable. Recognize. Because I recognize I am the best version of me. I understand my purpose in life. I accept the vision God gave to me in 2017 to start what we're doing now. On September 27th, coming up will be our six-year anniversary. That's because God, during that time when I was lying in the green pasture, which was in my bed, he gave me this vision. He said, I know what you like doing. You like talking. You like sports. So go out there and start your own podcast. Because at the time, I was on a radio station down in South Florida working on Sundays. And we had a relationship show going on at the time. So WMBM. And it was this AM channel. Check them out. They don't have that show on there anymore, but that was back in 16, 17, and 18. See, that's how God bless you. He said, you're committed. You have put 36 years serving a purpose with my children, and you did all I asked you to do. So now we'll get a chance to let you do something for everyone. Vigorous. See, you got to be vigorous about love. Don't play around with it. Vibrant. You have to be vibrant. And you have to be virtuous. See, you have to be virtuous. Not only a virtuous man, but a virtuous woman. You have to make sure that. The E is everything. Putting all that together. along with everlasting. Love is everlasting. Excitement. See, if you're not happy, not excited about being in love, you're not excited about this relationship, you're not excited about the intention of this relationship and the outcome, then you cannot be comfortable falling in love. Easy going. See, when you're in love, you allow you easy going because you feel like this person is the right person for me because we have a favorite outcome, and I'm not going to cause no problem. I'm just going to enjoy life how God allowed it to be for us. Elegant. See, when you're in love, you move elegant. You talk elegant. You think elegant. That's what love does to you. Empathetic. See, empathy is very important. See, empathy tells you that you have feelings for others and when things occur. You'll be there to give your act of service, your kindness. Enchanting. Enchanting is like an enchanting forest. You there, you know some things can happen that are nice and beautiful in your life. And the last thing under the E, which I'm going to take all of it and put it in one word, last thing is endearing. How endearing are you? How endearing are you? Are you in a position? Are you fit to fall in love? Ask yourself that. And with all that put together through the acronym, we want to say to you, this empowers you, because when you're empowered, you become the best version of you. Plan, prepare, and have a purpose. That's what you have to do. That's what love is all about. That's what the cafe is all about. Planning, preparing, and having a purpose. So that brings us to love. Love is patient, caring, humble, intimate, unconditional, commitment, dedication, consistent performance. And I can speak, and I see Minister Stephanie typing some things. One of the things Minister Stephanie always would come in when she come in as a guest, and she come in as a co-host. She always, when we talk about this series, the one I know she constantly says she want to make sure it's focused in her relationships, is consistency. She don't want nobody to come in and start something and all of a sudden disappear. Some people call that ghosting. She wants you to be consistent. If you was calling in the beginning every morning, you need to be consistent in calling. If you was on time, you was opening doors and you're pulling seats back and you're walking in the protection mode like you're supposed to, be consistent. That is so important. So your performance must be consistent. That's what love is all about. Support. Support those individuals. Support your spouse or your significant other because you want them to support you. Encourage. Compromise. See, love is all about compromising. We are two individuals. Our backgrounds are different. Our life is different. We come together. We have our individuality. We may see things a little different, but if we have a conversation, we must be able to compromise. Unique. See, we're all unique individuals. What we've been exposed to, we become products of our environment. But that don't mean we can't have joy, peace, love, and happiness. And the last few things are passionate bond. You have to have a bond that's passionate, that you're willing to just be committed to it. Bonding is coming just like you take some glue and put two things together. they're now stuck as one. The oneness come into play. Deep affection. You must have deep affection in your relationships, in your marriage, in your committed relationship. Deep. I didn't just say affection. Deep affection. Next thing is selfless. Are you selfless? A selfish? Or are you selfless? You care about others. You want to make sure they're in the right place. Make sure they're successful. When you climb up the ladder, you don't pull the ladder up. You push it down. Matter of fact, you go down and reach and grab someone. Reach one. Help one. Pull one. That's what life is all about. That's love. See, you can say that's a good person. People always say that's a good man. Because he's doing those things that show love. A good woman. He's doing it. She's doing those things that show love. Not putting on airs. Not waiting on the pat on the back. You're doing it because it's in your heart. See, love is a state of mind. And in your mind, you have to understand what love is and what love does. And love is not hurt, humiliation, and abuse. It's in the same breath, it's just not working. You can't tell someone you love them and then you walked up and slapped them to the ground. You're abusing them physically. You're abusing them with your tongue, which is your emotional part. One of the see, people, when we say abuse, the first thing we think physical. No, it's not physical. The one you're saying, number one, is emotional abuse. So you work hard to be mature, emotional, so you can deal with people who's offering that abuse. You know how to handle those people because there are some people out there sit up there, they may be in a situation, they may be fit, but they are emotional abusive too. And some words that people have some powerful words, words that are traumatic. They put you in a trauma, the words they say and say to you. That's what love not. So let's talk about falling in love. Before we move forward, we want to give a shout out to, you know, we always have to make sure that our sponsors say what it's all about with their company. Our partners, first one is L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. Shout out to L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. Give Mr. Tony Stallworth a call at 334-300-7401. He'll come and do whatever you need. Things move. He has a service that he can move. There's some trees, limbs, bushes, furniture. They come in and do it. They cut your yard. They do business. They do residential. They wherever you want. They can take care of you. So give them a call. I'll go to Facebook and type in Anthony Stallworth, and you can DM him what you need, especially if you're in South Central Alabama, South, any parts of Alabama, but basically South Central Alabama. Thank you, L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, for being a sponsor of our show. Let's look at discussing why falling in love can be frightening. That's our title. And we want to talk about that first. And I would like for you to thank you so much, Minister Denise Stephanie. She's typing in some things, and I appreciate you doing that. I got kind of a glare, and I can't read it all, but I can see that the last thing you put now. I agree. Thank you. There's some other things. And it's, that's what I want. It's interactive. Share with us what you have on your mind. Give a shout-out to Stephen Ray's 961. Thank you, Stephen, for being a part of this and just you know, coming in when you came in and just sharing your thoughts. Like we said, you can type in your comment as well. You also can call in. The call-in number is 574192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actually your location in your chat with Dr. Laura D. Smith. And hopefully those special guests and co-hosts get an opportunity to call in. I know they're very busy. I want to say those individuals that call in and be a part of it. Thank you, Denise Stephanie, for introducing me to these two people. That's Pastor Eddie Pratt out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas. He's a relationship strategist and a coach. Then we have the lady that puts the boots on the ground over there in Oakland, California. Have a twin sister. That's in Atlanta. That's only truth. This Tina Robinson and Gina Robinson. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you for doing what you are doing. Keep doing what is needed in Oakland and other parts in Atlanta, in Dallas, and wherever you're working, and in Vegas, you're doing some things. Keep doing what you're doing, Tina and Gina. You're changing people's lives. But I give credit to Minister D. Stephanie for introducing me to those three individuals. Once I met Tina, then I met her sister. And then it's been awesome. And I know it's been a busy summer for you all. You're doing your thing, and you're going to join us. Thank you so much. Falling in love can be frightening. You would ask yourself, as we begin to talk about this, what exactly is falling in love? Because when I say I'm in love with you, I'm in a whole different realm of things now. But when I'm falling in love, you know, it can be exciting. It can be thrilling. But it also can be scary. Because some people fear some of the basic thing of, I'm giving up my freedom. I'd rather be casual out here dating. I'd rather be out here moving around in a different way where I don't have to put a commitment on it. However, when you fall in love and it's thrilling and exciting, you begin to trust someone with your heart, which is not a simple task to do. Because you always ask this question, what if it gets broken? There's a song, what can you do with a broken heart? Is something about a broken heart? It can be mended. But what we want you to do is understand, there's nothing wrong with being afraid. And if you're afraid of that word, falls under the V in the Love Cafe, vulnerability, getting hurt, abandonment, affair. So that's one of the things that have been going around and pretty much in this day have affected even our culture, where people are so afraid of getting hurt when they fall in love or be in a relationship or even get married. They're afraid of abandonment, and they simply afraid of failure. So they choose to go put something in place, sometimes school, sometimes it's work, to make sure if it don't work out. See, that's fear of scarcity right there. You're afraid that if you do fall in love, that person might leave you. It might not work. Nothing is guaranteed. It's about putting hard work. See, love is a high risk, high reward state of being. And it's according to Kaufman. He's one of those expert relationship coaches and strategists. He talks about love is high risk, high reward. And it all, he also says falling in love can be terrifying because of some of the pain that you incurred in your past relationship. You weren't able to heal. You brought it over. You didn't heal completely. You thought you was healed. You think you could heal yourself. But that old saying is, how can someone heal themselves when they the one drove the car in the ditch? You need some help. Just like if you drive your car in the ditch, you're going to have to get a wrecker to pull you out. You have to get the support because it was terrifying and you lost control. You got to be pulled out. You need the support. You need counseling. You need a therapist. You need somebody to work with you to get you back on the right track. See, with the pain of being in love, the vulnerability, you're putting yourself out there. But you need to show who you are. A lot of time you're going to be rejected. They're going to be unreciprocated in the feelings they have for you. So that scares you to death. Scares you enough that it has moved from a generation to a generation. We're in the modern day, and modern people now, they are truly, truly fearing love. And especially, it's a difference between just love and real love. See, real love makes you vulnerable or feel vulnerable. That comes from maybe possible new relationship. You went through the phases that I talked about earlier when we talked about our menu. See, you went through the phase of lust. See, you lust behind that person. You know what I'm saying? I have another thing I always tell people. You have to be careful when you meet someone and they make you tingle. And you can take it where you want to put it. See, it puts you in uncharted territory. You begin like, wow, this, you know, but you're looking at the external part. See, love is not on anybody's shoulder. They're not wagging on their chest. They're not on the top of their head. They're not on their feet. Love is in the heart, which is your inner self. See, it's uncharted territory. It brings about a natural fear. That fear that this person might leave me. It becomes unknown what they will do. So we fear it every time somebody says, well, you need to go do this so in case they leave you by yourself. You got to be able to survive by yourself. But I also recommend that you learn to work on and give the greatest effort to be around people because as social creatures, we live and function better around one another. It is good to have someone. It is never good to be alone. The pandemic showed that. The pandemic showed that, you know, we had to be confined to our home. Couldn't see our friends. Couldn't go to work. Couldn't go to church. Now we're all alone. So that's one of those fears come about when you meet someone and you go into the stage of lust, then you feel so comfortable with them, you get attracted to them, then you get attached to them, then you be awakened and you're excited, but you have that fear in the natural fear of the unknown that I don't know what's going to happen. He may or she may leave me. She may hurt me. So you have a fear. And in our modern time, we're so afraid to allow ourselves to be vulnerable because we're afraid of being hurt, anger, losing something, and rejection. That brings about a fear. So you don't want to fall in love. You don't want to risk falling in love. You say, I'd rather be by myself. Those said I can do bad by myself, and I don't need no one else. But it's not good to be alone. You weren't meant to be alone. So whatever fears you have, whatever walls you ain't built up, seek the right support so you will be in a position so you can enjoy life with someone that can make you smile, someone that can be loyal, someone who could be a lovable, someone who can truly, truly be give you laughter, someone who truly, truly can listen to you. That's what the L's are all about. Do you want to experience that? Or do you want to just ball up, lay down, and don't move? See, the fear of losing freedom is the next thing that bothers most of us when we fall in love. We're so used to doing in our old part of life what we want to do. So what it does is challenge our old identity. See, with real joy comes real pain. We have that thought and believe that love is often unequal. Relationships can break up or break your connection with the family. But I was in devotion reading a passage talks about leaving and cleaving. See, you should leave your father's house or your parents' house and cleave with your husband. Leaving and cleaving. Some people fear that because it's going to break that connection. Because now your immediate family is no longer your siblings and your parents. It's now in your marriage. See, love stirred up some fears that are so deep. They deep down in your heart, in your soul. See, this real love makes you very uncomfortable. Makes you feel vulnerable. No one wants to feel vulnerable because they will lose something. It might be the freedom that we're trying to protect. So we have to work on dealing with the fear. But we want to give a shout out each time to our sponsors. And every time we get a chance to give a shout out, I have to, because I like to pay some bills too. And have to pay some bills. This is Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Let's listen to their promo.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Go check them out on Highway 106 West. That's 261, I believe, Highway 106 West in Georgiana, Alabama. One of some of the finest southern food. Even if you're not from here, if you're over getting this way and traveling Alabama, check them out in Alabama. And we're so excited to have these two members, the two co-owners, and the co-owners of this establishment, a member of the Blue and White family. We have brother Marvin Lala Smith, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and his wife, Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. And they have two children that are members of the Blue and White family, a son that's a Sigma, and a daughter that's a Zeta. Give her a shout-out because the daughter is the second African-American president of the Junior League in Montgomery, Alabama. And we want to give a shout-out to Quinita Mitchell, Sarah Quinita Mitchell, doing an awesome job. She had a two-year term. You know, keep grinding. Keep doing what you're doing. But we thank Mary Ruth Restaurant. We want to give them a shout-out for providing catering for several events that the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity have had recently, along with several other organizations in Greenville, Alabama. So thank you so much, my brother and my sister, along with your family, for being supportive of the Blue and White family. Give a shout-out to another one, my frat brother, and I'm, you know, still waiting on him to come on here and come on hook up with us over in Greenville, Alabama, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter. That's Principal Allen. Thank you so much, Brother Allen, for joining us and being a part of this tonight. I know you had a busy day, but I appreciate you taking a little time to be a part of what we're doing here. We also want to give a shout-out to another sponsor, this is William Scott. Had him in here recently.
If you decide to start a business, whether it's Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Financial Solution, Credit Recovery, or just a startup company, you need capital, you need a loan. You need to know how to apply for this loan. Call William Scott at 334-320-5438.
That's Mr. William Scott, TriStat LLC. You can give him a call at 334-320-5438. They can work with you if you've been awarded already a grant, help you administrate that grant, help you put your paperwork so you can submit to your grantors. What's your progress on each one of the checkpoints? But check them out. They can do an awesome job. That's TriStat LLC, located in Selma as well as Montgomery, Alabama. All right, let's move forward to our next segment. And this segment is all about the love language. We're talking about falling in love. But the love language is scary to people as well. And there are five different love languages. Some people say it's six, seven, eight. They can have as many as one. But we want to look at the five that really, that we personally can identify ourselves as being either one, two, or three. The five different love languages are, that scares people, is words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Those five love languages are so important because those love languages presented in a romantic relationship. Also, you see it from time to time in your families, friendship, and leadership role. How they scare people is once they're able to identify them, they don't know how they can be used. So it scares them. It comes along with you when you go into a relationship. The five, you're going to possess some percentage of the five. Some are at the top and some is at the bottom. Some people might be acts of service is their top. Some people may be physical touch. You don't have to have the same. See, the scary part is some people think that you have to have the same love language. Then it scares them that you have different love language. You have to sit down and have a conversation with that individual, with your spouse, about what is your love language. We're going to try to accommodate each other. so we can have a favorable outcome. See, our first love language that's truly kind of scary to people, as I said, the words of affirmation. See, it's way love language has been expressed. In words, to build your partner up is really important and make them feel appreciative. People come into relationships able to do that. Some people have to learn how to do that, but they have to make the effort to put it into place so that love language, if it's their number one love language, that it is upfront. You understand it. You make sure you don't make it complicated. You push forward. Do as much. Start off with short and simple praises. Don't way when you talk about giving support in the area of word affirmation. Especially if you're not accustomed or willing or able to do that. Take time and learn. The second one is the acts of service. See, the acts of service is a primary love language. And the motto is, action speak louder than word. Let me repeat that again. Action speak louder than word. That means that you got to go out there and put some work in. You got to take some time and give back. See, that which is a specific action that shows you care and you understand your partner. That's how it relates to your romantic relationship, the acts of service. Some people hear this the first thing they say, yeah, I go and I do a lot of stuff at Red Cross. I do a lot of stuff at the Mission House. I do a lot of stuff with my organization. But we're talking about the acts of service with your spouse, your acts of service with your significant other, showing specific action that you care. Some simple thing would be cook a meal. Woman loves to see a man that would cook a meal for her. They love to be around an individual and cook a meal. Do the laundry. Some people don't want you to do your laundry, but some people do. So those kind of things you have to fire up. You know, you may stop and pick up a prescription for them. Pick up their clothes from the cleaners. Do something shows your act of service. See, this is truly important that a lot of times scares people to death because they don't know how to show that acts of service as a love language. Number three is receiving gift. Seems like we all have mastered that one. We can receive gift. How do it relate to a love language? See, receiving gift is not necessarily materialistic. It just means that a meaningful and thoughtful gift makes your partners feel love and appreciation. Go back to, I always say, the small things. Do the small things. See, you don't have to go out and buy the big gift. You can buy a small gift or write on a note card. This is how I feel. This is how I feel about you. See, that's a small gift. You can bring a rose every day, or you can bring a dozen of roses every week. So these are the things that you can do, making your partner feel loved and appreciated. Also, it's simple things that we take for granted. See, we think that we have to do the huge things that can make that great impact. Just a little thing make more impact than the huge item. See, the old saying is, the right gift can show your partner that you're listening and understand them. That makes them feel loved and appreciated. That's why people fear love. because they're afraid that I don't quite understand receiving gifts. So they think it's all the big gifts. It's the smaller thing. They don't understand the smaller thing. The next love language is quality time. I said earlier, the two things that you control in life, no one can ever take away from you unless you cease breathing air, cease living, is quality time, which is time, you make it quality, and energy. No one can take that away from you. See, this love language is all about undivided attention. When y'all having a conversation, this is how small it is. When you are talking, having a conversation, are you looking at your phone? It used to be a time when people would say, we go to the restaurant, we're going to put our phones up. Now everybody's on their phone till they get the meal. What about conversation? What about just talking? See, if you want my undivided attention, you have to be willing to reciprocate your undivided attention to me. Put up the phone. Turn off the television. Avoid other distractions. And see, your partner see you doing this. They know this is a primary love language for them. They know you're willing to give them your time and have everything set around the attention. That allows your partner to say, this person care about me. This person thinking about me. Giving your undivided attention is hard for some people to do, especially in our age of technology. Because even if you don't pick up your phone, you got to watch. Some buzz, you're looking down, and you're not focusing on what is being said. You're not focusing on your partner. That's not quality. See, you think quantity will get the job done. Not in this case. It has to be quality. It's your undivided attention. The last one is physical touch. See, this love language is scary to most people because most of us don't understand until you share the conversation with each other about the physical touch you desire. See, it can be quite confusing as a love language because some people think physical touch is purely being sexual. And it's not. Make it that simple, but it's a physical touch. It's a gesture that really makes people feel safe. It's holding hands. It shows a sign of intimacy. Hugging that person shows a sign of intimacy. And it's impactful for those people because they're individuals that needs to be touched. And you're capable of doing it. See, one of the worst things that can happen is do you run into someone and say, I don't understand affection. And I don't understand how I need to touch you. And then you tell them how you need to be touched. And it's not sexual. I like to hold hands. I like to hug. I like to walk and hug you. I like for you to hug me. I like to kiss you. You kiss me. See, physical touch. Once someone share what they feel is really important in the form of the love language, don't say, I don't know what I can do that. You know what? You have just completely ruined an opportunity to be successful in your relationship. You truly have put yourself in a situation that's good, not good. Because they'll never forget that. See, it's important that when we see physical touch, especially if it's your partner's primary love language, and if you don't do it, They will feel unloved. Because they need physical contact. See, all of the words and the gifts in the world won't change that if they feel unloved. They need that physical touch. They want to be close to you. You don't want you to sit on one end of the couch, they sit on the other end of the couch. It's all about that emotional and physical part. More emotional. But it also includes physical because it's physical touch. All these five love languages is important and can be expressed in different ways. Just how love is being expressed. Learn your partners in your own love language will create a stronger bond in your relationship. And the thing about it, when we meet people, we already know. We've been on this earth long enough to know what our love language are. We know what we like. And when you share what you like with that person, they share with you, you have to meet their needs because that's a need for them. That's why it scares so many people. That's why there's a fear of love. We got a couple more people we want to pay some bills with, so let us pay bills with the next group. And we need to get some money. We got to get some more money here. This is Soap Gems from Jackson and Grace, and we want to give them an opportunity to share their sales pitch with you. If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Jackson and Grace. Give a shout out to Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson with one N and Charlie's Angels, and you can DM that person, connect with them, and get some of their products that's available. They'll tell you exactly everything and the cost on it. So check them out. And thank you for being a sponsor, Ms. Jennifer Jackson and your team, Soap Gym for Jackson by Jackson and Grace. We just got a couple things we want to cover before we do our last promo, which we have coming up. What are some of the reasons, or what are reasons why most people are frightened of love? We're going to go with a list of them. We'll give them to you as we move because we are 7 to 9 minutes over our time. Past trauma is one of the reasons why individuals are fearful or frightened of love. Limiting belief. You have a belief about something, and it deals with, you know, I shouldn't be around certain people. Whatever belief you have can cause you not to love. Cultural expectations. Some people believe in various cultures that, you know, you in love, you have to get married. Some people are not ready to be married. Vulnerability. See, you're so afraid of being vulnerable, afraid of being hurt, afraid of people are putting you in a sense of your past experience. You've been hurt before, and you don't want to be hurt again. Unrealistic expectations. That's another reason why people fear. One self for a partner, meaning you lose yourself. Now you have a partner, and you're like, wow, you know, I can't be my individual self anymore because I have someone. My time is now, I got to adjust it. That's why you fear falling in love or frightened of love. Inferior past experience. Your experience might be an inferior. You might only had 2 or 3 dates in your time. They may have had a list that goes long in the laundry list. So you become inferior. You're afraid. You're afraid that it might not work. So you have that big fear. It might not work. So I need to go get this, 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 and this. That's what some people say about marriage. You know, you have to go get all of the education and so you have your job. If it don't work, then I can be still on my feet and I won't have to take a step. That fear can create some major things with you. Also, it is new relationships. See, people are afraid of new relationships because it affects old ones. See, the old one didn't go so well, so a new relationship come into play. And you're like, wow, this is something different. Can I handle it? I'm so conditioned to do what I did in the old one. I had a little success, but now this new one got me tingling. I might not want to be tingling. I'm afraid of that tingling. And love does not arrive alone. See, love don't arrive alone. There's things that come with love. It requires commitment, long-lasting. See, that's the thing that fears people more than anything in the world. And the last thing we want to kind of talk about is love all about fight or flight. When you fall in love, what crosses your mind? Does it cross your mind that I'm about to fall in love, I got to get out of him, or fall in love and I'm going to fight, I'm going to make sure it works. See the anxiety and stress element come into play. It's always associated to falling in love because it leaks to the body, natural fight or flight response. Or flight. It's a response. And your previous situation plays a lot to do with this. Because what it does do in your previous, your hormones get to going, you get excited, and it's come into play. And, you know, those same hormones that you failed, say that relationship failed, it comes up again, you say you don't think you can be successful. So you come up with the fight or flight mentality. That's your response. Because your body going to either say, ooh, do I want to stay here? Do I need to get out of here? Can I make it work? I'm fearful. I'm scared. I don't have the tools in the form of scarcity. I don't need know how to handle this. So I either have to decide to fight or flight as a response. That's the response of falling in love. And the last thing I want to talk about, how you get over the fear of falling in love. I have a list of these things, and I want to talk about them because I'm going to share with them in a commanding opportunity. Fastly, I'm going to give you some things. See, falling in love is, again, exciting and thrilling. For a lot of people, it's scary. One of the biggest things when you're dealing with that is that you're afraid that that person's not being honest. See, you got to be honest with yourself about why you're afraid. You gonna get over. Be honest with yourself, because all the anxiety, all the excitement, all the stress come into play. But you gotta be able to understand yourself. Am I gonna be the best version of myself when I fall in love? Be honest with yourself. If you said no, it's time to move on. Flight. If you said yes, it's time to fight. feeling or feel your feelings. Here we go. I feel this way. It's an emotion. You're frightened, but you got to feel those feelings. I'm excited about it. I like this. I'm excited about doing this because I like the way I feel, which is an emotion. Picking a worthy partner. That's where the problem comes in with a lot of people. And I always have conversation with people, and they be talking about just talking about how bad this people's situation is. So they call me and they want to talk about it. But I always say this. You say the worst person. You got some psychological problem. He did this. But you picked him or you picked her. See, that's why you have to have a good vetting system and pick worthy people to fall in love with. Somebody say, I don't know how you can do that. Oh, yes, you do. You know how you can do that. Just like you picked that one that made you tingle. And then he turned out to be, he or she turned out not to be the person you thought they was. Pick somebody that will turn out to be the one. How you know? You got to put the work in. But you got to pick worthy people first. People who have good character. Don't run around, I want me a thug. So you're already talking about character right now. And sometimes you think that is going to be great results out of that. Bet the people that you choose. Know that it's okay to be vulnerable. That's how you can overcome the fear of falling in love. You know you're going to be vulnerable. But it can be a controlled vulnerability. That's possible. Because you already know I'm going to be vulnerable. So you had to truly work on. Understand that it takes time. See, this is the biggest thing. I told you, you have the energy, nobody else can do it. If you want to get over a deal with a situation where the fear of falling in love, you know you have to work at it. It takes time to work through the process where you can get comfortable. It become acceptable, meaning that you're acceptable to this relationship, this romantic relationship. It takes time. And the last thing I'm going to say before we close out. See, falling in love can be exhilarating. A process that if you let yourself experience it, pick a worthy partner, feel your feelings, be honest about yourself, know it's okay to be vulnerable. Understand that it takes time. And when you're finally willing to take the risk, you can find out that reward is entirely worth it. That is the way you deal with the fear of love. The fear of falling in love. Take away the fright. Take away the scare. Take away the fear. This is how you get over the fears. You can deal with it, and you can enjoy it. It's been awesome coming. We got one more commercial. I'm sorry, one more break. We have to make sure we play the last promo to pay the last bill we need to pay tonight. This is from the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. This is their promo. It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. We'll be right back. Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They have their motto, and they're excited to have it. We know the one for the fraternity is culture for service and service for humanity. But they said they lead and don't follow. They're the most progressive chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So we give a shout out to those brothers in Greenville, Alabama. Thank you so much, Sara, that's joined us. There's several people on here, but particularly for Sara, who's just sent those roses. Thank you so much. And that's, let me make sure I can read it here. It said, play, it's kind of small, I'll play as, play as. I'm going to get it right, Sara. Thank you so much. She's a Zeta out of, I'm going to assume, out of the Midwest, maybe. Thank you so much for joining us, Sara. We'll get it straight. You send it to me. Connect. We are connected already, but you can connect with me. Just go to any one of those social media networks. But let me know, because I want to make sure I get that right next time so I can say it right. I'm going to say play Alla, play Al. Thank you. If I didn't say it right, sorry, send me another rose. And if not, send me some words to make sure I get it right. Thank you so much. Then we also have, hey, big boy. It's how do you fight without actually fighting? That's a good point. Thank you so much for joining us. This is young basketball gal, basketballing gal, angel, basketball angel. Thank you so much. Truly, I'm doing my best to kind of read and make sure we see. That's truly awesome. We got, I can hear the Barry kind of acting up on here, but we'll see, can I pull down some more I didn't see and didn't call out. Thank you so much, love, Jawala. We also have Cardoki Dash T Lattice, and also the T Small World joining. Lost in Days joining us. Thank each and every one of y'all. We're at the end of this show. It's been awesome, and hopefully something was gained here. And I always want to tell you that I truly love you all. And, you know, I tell you, you just can't do anything about it because I love you, because it comes from my heart. And that's what it's all about in the Love Cafe. See, we're excited because we empower you and you empower us to do what we need to do on this end. It's been awesome. Now, the next time we'll be live will be Monday at 7:30. We have an awesome young author and educator that's going to be on. She have a book titled My Struggle to the Call. This is Sherry Jackson. We're going to give a shout out to Sherry Jackson. She's going to be our author and guest, special guest on Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sherry is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Sherry, for making the commitment to be here. Her book will be available. It's on Amazon. It is My Struggle to the Call. You can get a copy of this. You can order this very soon, but she's going to talk about it on Monday. Man, it's been awesome. I thank each and every one. I definitely want to give a shout out to the special individual, Minister Denise Stephanie, for taking time. And she wrote some things. I wasn't able to get the read in on it. But thank you so much, Minister Denise. I need you to come back on the show. Set your schedule to come back on and talk a little bit more about Behind the Mask Ministry. I know you did it twice, but I want you to come back again, because we just want to kind of have people to pull off their mask and let them know how to pull that mask off. Also, Principal Allen, thank you so much, Frat Brothers, Frat Brother, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Brother Allen, he's joining us, thank you. We need him to come on, you know, join us coming up October. Once you do October, pay what you need to pay, you'll take care for this year and next year. If you're an active member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, which I know you are now, you just transfer everything, whatever you have over. We thank you so much for being a part of tonight and then on this show. As we get ready to close out, we always try to play some music that really explains how we feel. Because we truly, truly are happy to be here. We're happy with God blessed us one more time to be here. Because when you love somebody, you know, you'll be willing sometimes to ship and talk. The shipping cost for having them around. We don't own the rights to the music, but this young man, I do know. Thank you so much, brother, for doing what you're doing, putting out some awesome set. It says shipping costs, and we're going to close out after this.
This your boy Ronnie Bell, coming to y'all once again, you know, with this real talk, real music. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you ladies are wondering why you're not having the success that you deserve. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but the truth is, it's your man.
You gotta gain him weight, boy. She's losing her hair, yeah, all because you're still there. You keep putting her down, down. Every time spring come around, she's checking and thinking. Way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way.